Adolf Hitler, the puny, shrieking dictator, was much pilloried and mocked on his way to power and World War II in Germany. There were political cartoons aplenty, and Charlie Chaplin's The Great Dictator film all produced laughs in their day. But after 1945, when the clear evidence of the Holocaust could not be disputed, to laugh about Hitler was to diminish his moral outrages, to suggest a tolerance for his butchery in some sense, or that his genocide of millions could be trivialized.
Germany was having trouble, what a sad, sad story. Needed a new leader to restore its former glory. Where, oh, where was he?
Where could that man be?
And now it's
springtime for Hitler and Germany.
It was young director, comic writer, and Brooklyn Jewish draftee during World War II, Mel Brooks, who gave America the all-clear signal on laughing at Hitler with his controversial 1968 film, The Producers.
Look out, here comes the master race.
Brooks' film was followed by many other comedic treatments of Der Führer, but not in Germany. It has taken a much longer time for Germans to smile over all this in pop culture. A 2007 film, Mein Führer, The Truly Truest Truth About Adolf Hitler, was a commercial flop. But 8 years later, something may have changed. Look Who's Back, a novel by Timur Vermisch, has already sold 2 million copies in Germany. It imagines Hitler awakened like some creepy sleeping beauty and how he becomes, of all things, a famous TV talk show host. The book has been translated into 42 languages and comes out in the U.S. this week. Does author Vermisch think he has given Germany permission to laugh at the man responsible for its 20th century national horror?
If you read Mein Kampf, you find something totally crazy which you cannot connect to in any place and which is very hard to imitate. But it was my surprise to find out that he had a certain not too complicated logic which is possible to imitate. It was my own surprise that he was thinking in lots of ways, very practical, very logical, with his mistakes quite well hidden, I guess. Yeah, they're not too easy to find.
I think at the end of World War II, certainly many in the West, in the United States who fought with the Allies, would have loved to have seen Hitler go through what Eichmann went through at Nuremberg, a sense of accountability. Do you think this book is in some way Hitler's humiliation and that people are entertained by it because he gets his nose rubbed in what happened after World War II on some level?
Don't think so, because would Hitler think that he gets his nose rubbed into something which he doesn't want to get his nose rubbed in?
Well, it certainly didn't turn out the way he wanted.
Yeah, but he noticed that at the end of the war already. But So whatever he did, he thought was the right thing, and he thought in the end of the war was the right thing. And if you would have a discussion with him today, most probably, he would say, yeah, of course, it's still all right. So what do you want to rub my nose in? What else would he think?
He's like Nixon.
He's like every politician. What we like to imagine is there is someone like Hitler doing all the day evil stuff. He's rising in the morning and saying, well, today I'm going to do some real evil stuff. But he doesn't think that. He thinks he's doing the best for the population. And almost every politician is thinking like that. The closest, I guess, most politicians are coming to evil thinking is, I'm doing this only to be in power or to stay in power.
Hitler uses his famous charisma in this book and is able to mobilize his sense of charm to survive. Explain how you discovered that in the course of writing this.
I read about his life and I read how he acted himself.
Mm-hmm.
I read about different speeches. There was the table talk at the headquarters, which was quite important for me because it showed Hitler not in a political speech. He was talking on a table at a room volume, I'd say, and he was talking about everything and he had an opinion to everything. And there you find some really crazy thoughts and some other thoughts which are quite normal, like in front of a kindergarten, drive carefully. In moments like that, you notice that this should be or must be the way it worked. He could connect to people in sort of normal thinking. And people back then were not thinking they were electing a lunatic. So he must have seemed quite normal for most people.
I love that idea.
Yeah, but...
In a trivia contest, you go, who said drive carefully in front of a kindergarten? Tick, 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 tick. Adolf Hitler. You know, it's just, it's hysterical.
But that shows how the book works.
Yeah.
Because we are expecting a monster doing totally crazy things. And what he is delivering is sometimes normal, sometimes polite. And this is already enough to make him look like a nice guy. Some people after the book ask me, how could you portray him such a nice guy? And I say, okay, now where exactly is he a nice guy? He is doing whatever he's doing for a purpose, to get back to power. And whatever he can use, he will do.
Are there situations that you wanted to try in this book that you weren't able to pull off?
There were two situations. One situation was I found a chapter in Mein Kampf, which I found perfectly funny. It was Hitler is telling us how to read correctly, because he's the only person in the world able to read correctly. And I thought, this is hilarious. I can use this almost directly. But it didn't work. It was unsatirizable, maybe.
Yeah, so
we had to leave that away. The other part was I wanted to confront him as close as possible with the Holocaust. But who could have a discussion with him? The advantage the reader has, and only the reader has, is the reader knows this is the real Hitler. And no person in the book, no character of the book, can know the same, because time traveling is simply not possible. People must think he is an actor because he is 56 years old. The real Hitler would be dead or 120. So there is no way any character can think this is the real one.
You have quite an imagination, Timur.
Yeah.
Can you imagine Steven Spielberg being a guest on Hitler's show?
He maybe wouldn't be the first guest. But, okay.
Yeah, that's good. You think like a producer.
Yeah, the show is running, and the show is running for a year, and it has hilarious writing. And this Hitler guy is witty, and he is able to react very fast. We are all totally convinced that he's no Nazi, and it's a very interesting experience to be in his show. And were you invited to the Hitler show? Absolutely hilarious. And he's so evil. He's so witty and biting, but he's clever. And then after a year, and after maybe Charlie Sheen has been there, then of course Steven Spielberg would say, it has something to it. I go there, and he delivers sorts of discussion you never have had in TV until now, because he's so serious and could be working.
Timur Vermish is the author of Look Who's Back. It's a satire about Adolf Hitler, out in the United States this week.
NYC Now delivers the most up-to-date local news from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. With 3 updates a day, listeners get breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from across New York City. By sponsoring programming like NYC Now, you'll reach our community of dedicated listeners with premium messaging and an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to get in touch and find out more.